Now let's take one more step. We've looked at this in theory, and you've outlined a possible way in which this problem could be adjusted, corrected, eliminated. And you've said that there may need to be some fine-tuning with this, but in principle, this is a viable solution. With this knowledge, how does a citizen go forward to support the possibility of this actually taking place? In other words, what are the realities? What's the realistic prognosis? Could this, in fact, be brought to pass in Canada? And how long would it take if it were approached the right way? This is speculation, of course.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I'm just talking about potential solutions and the fact that there are solutions out there. The first test that you have to pass is one of organization. I've said elsewhere, the thing that scares these people to death is the thought that we might get organized. And
these people being the bankers, the lawyers,
the whole system that exploits it, produces nothing, yet seems to have unlimited purchasing power through manipulation rather than through production. As I said, if you go in alone to the bank, the banker's going to laugh at you and say, well, you know, if we fix it for you, we got to fix it for everybody, therefore we're not going to fix it for you. Maybe if you got enough on them, they'll do it quietly, but you are kind of becoming a party to it in that sense. The first test is one of organization, and that if you can demonstrate to a given bank that you are capable of organizing, say, 10 people in your neighborhood, then that makes a kind of a statement to the banker. If you got a mortgage at the TD, if you can go out and find 10 people in your neighborhood who have mortgages at the TD, and the 10 of you show up at your local branch, that makes a statement to the banker. If you show up in a group of 100 people, that makes a greater statement, so to speak. So what we need to do is we need to set up some kind of an organizational structure that people can start getting organized. Just a suggested name for this over the internet would be myremedy.org. Centralize it. You're dealing with approximately 50 financial institutions, and I would suggest 100 major centers in Canada, largest cities and et cetera, so that you're dealing with a total potential of 5,000 groups. You would then start to aggregate by geography. For example, you know, you've got theoretically 5,000 groups because you've got 100 cities across Canada, but obviously like Van City Credit Union is a major financial institution in Vancouver, rivaling that of the big chartered banks, but obviously it has no presence in Winnipeg or Ontario. So all of a sudden, what was 100 centers is only three, say Vancouver, Burnaby, and just the lower mainland there. Ultimately, you're going to be able to reduce this to 50 groups, one for each financial institution. And this is another potential remedy as well. What you ought to have been given when you walked in there and gave them your $100,000 worth of paper, if that's the amount of your mortgage, is they ought to have issued you capital shares in that organization. And that's what you're after. You want your equity. Look, I made a contribution of money or money equivalent of $100,000 to this institution, and instead they returned that equity to me and called it a loan, and now I have to pay it back to them again and pay them interest on it. That isn't fair. It's a fraud against equity. You achieved it by a fraud against law. I want my remedy. I am not alone anymore. I am with, say, 1 million people who have their mortgages at the Royal Bank, and they get organized through this central coordinating system. Now, say I'm living in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. I've got a mortgage at the Bank of Nova Scotia. So then I go to myremedy.org and I find out the people in my neighborhood who also know about this and registered their name. So I find out that there's Fred Jones over on the next block over is also a Bank of Nova Scotia mortgage holder, and I discover my next door neighbor is also in the same boat as I am with the Bank of Nova
Scotia. How would you discover this? Is this public record?
Yes, you would agree when you register your name to allow access to all other people who are registered. I mean, this is why the registrars are so secretive. They won't let you know who's got what mortgages with what organizations, et cetera, because the whole system works on isolation and keeping people in the dark and thinking that they are unique and that they're the only people who are suffering under the thumb of the structure, so to speak. And so when we do this sort of thing, you have to have it open. And all you're doing is saying, I have a mortgage at the Bank of Nova Scotia, and I'm interested in meeting other people who have a mortgage at the Bank of Nova Scotia in this geographic area, being Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And then as the smaller groups get organized, you have to start connecting with other ones, like the Bank of Nova Scotia group in Saskatoon would join with the one in Regina, would join with the one in Winnipeg, Edmonton, Calgary, and you would grow like that. Effectively, you are creating a political movement, and you are saying, we're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. We're not here to steal anything from anybody. We just want back what we have been cheated out of. And in order to do that, you have to start meeting, having group meetings, and studying the materials. You have to have the educational background behind you so that when the lawyer goes, oh, no, you see, we put it into escrow. You go, well, what does that mean? Oh, it's a special legal term that means we really didn't steal from you. You have to be able to say, wait a minute, the mortgage states that I had already received the money as and when I signed it. How does putting it into escrow turn that into a true statement? Well, it doesn't. And that's what you have to be able to say and be able to call them on every one of their slippery maneuvers and basically form a presence.
So obviously a key to bringing this about is education, which is what we're accomplishing here by having this discussion and what the listener is accomplishing by listening to this discussion and understanding it. Is there at this time any written booklet or other written statement that contains all this information that someone could refer to and reproduce and pass around and use as a way of educating their friends and neighbors?
I personally have compiled a lot of information on it. I have a CD that I produced called bankingisfraud.com. It's a virtual CD. It's not a website. I call it a virtual website on a disk, and it works like a website. One of the things that you have to worry about is the fact that they would probably try and shut you down. If you started up this website called myremedy.org, you have people who know how to sabotage things like this. So you have to build redundancy into it from the outset. You've got to have mirror sites, and not just in Canada, they have to be in other countries so that if they shut one down, another one immediately takes its place, and it's all such that the entire system is backed up and reproduced every night or every 30 seconds if it's necessary to keep it going. You have to anticipate these things. Say we have this organization called MyRemedy.org. You're going to need some funding. So in order to register with the organization and join it, you would pay 0.25%. It would cost you $250 on $100,000 worth of debt. We could even make it so that it would be refundable once the final remedy is achieved. If you have 1 million people that were to register for such a thing, you would suddenly have a war chest of $250 million. You would suddenly become a serious player. They'd have to listen to you. So you would have funding for very little money. That's why you have this intersection of institution and geography. You start with that premise so that you're meeting with the people in your neighborhood, and as every week goes by, you're merging with larger and larger groups under the same institution across the country until you are strong enough and big enough to be able to stand up to them as a single entity. And then the job of myremedy.org is to coordinate all of the institutional remedies. Now, realize, of course, that it's not as big a job as you may think, because 90% of the whole market in Canada is owned by the big five banks. Actually, that figure's probably been dropping in the last 5 years. See, you're only looking at coordinating six big groups. So you've got the funding. People come in, you want to come in, you've got $250,000 or $300,000 worth of total debt, it's going to cost you $750. The organization has its funding. You have to sign a contract saying you will not make a separate agreement with the institution. You agree to go along with everybody else, and you will not let them come to you and sabotage the group by splitting us. You have to agree that you will settle for whatever the common remedy is. The third thing that I think would be very, very helpful is everyone would have to sign an affirmation or a declaration denouncing the concept of violence. And that's simply, we are not in it for violence. We don't wish to threaten people. We don't wish to have the appearance of threatening the other side. Believe me, they will try everything to provoke, stage, or exploit a legitimate act of violence in order to justify the imposition of martial law or something like that. This is a really, really big thing. We would change this country once and forever. And there's 1% of the population that feeds off this kind of power. They love it, and they're not going to let it go quietly. You have to present them with a plan that says, look, you can keep your ill-gotten gains, walk away, but in order to do that and get your general amnesty, you agree to give up this particular form of power. No more free lunch. It's now an equity-based system. So you got those three things. We need funding. We need everybody to collectively agree that they will not make a separate deal with the banks. And you have to sign an agreement denouncing violence as a means to achieve this end. It has to be through collectivity and through negotiation.